శ్రీమద్భాగవతం చూస్తే అవతారాహి అసంఖ్యా హరే సప్త నిధి ద్విజా తథా విదాసిన్ కుల్యా సరస్వతి సింహాసన.
I hear you
reciting this.
Yes, sentence. Very often I recite it. Avataraya asankhya hare sattva nidhi dvija jatha vidasin kulya sarasa shiv sahasrasa. Lord Hari has innumerable incarnations. You understand? Lord Hari has innumerable incarnations. Asankhya is innumerable. One example is given there. Yatha vidasin kulya sarasasyu sahasrasa. A big lake is there. Big, very big lake. Many innumerable outlets come out from that lake. Similarly, Lord Hari is the source of all incarnations. You understand? So, innumerable incarnations are coming out from Lord Hari. Understand? There are six types of incarnations. Do you know it? Six types of incarnations.
Avatar.
Say avatar in English, incarnation. Six types of incarnations. Do you know? Yes.
Shavatar. Purushavatar. Gunavatar.
Yes. Manvantaravatar. The six types. You understand? So Lord Ram is Lilavatar. Understand? Lord Ram is Lilavatar.
Yes.
The Ramayana, Vedic scripture is there, written by Valmiki Muni, Rishi. His authority in Ramayana, Valmiki. You understand? We, Vaishnavas, accept that Ramayana, written by Valmiki. It is known as Shastra, Vedic scripture. Other Ramayanas, we Vaishnavas never accept it. Madhvacharya, Srila Madhvacharya, has given a list of the Shastras, what is Shastra. So he has enlisted Mula Ramayana, original Ramayana, that is written by Valmiki. Is considered Shastra. Other Ramayanas are not considered Shastra, Vedic scripture. So, when we say about Lord Ram, we must follow Valmiki Ramayana. This is Vaishnava way. So, Lord Ram is one of the lila avatars of Lord Hari. He is a famous avatar. Lord Ram is said is Marjada Purushottama. Krishna is Lila Purushottama. Lord Ram is Marjada Purushottama. And Lord Gauranga is Prema Purushottama. You understand? So Lord Ram is noted as Marjada Purushottama. Marjada means who strictly observes Vedic rules and regulations, and all the principles of idealism. You understand? Is a marjada, path of marjada, it says. You understand? So he is known as marjada purushottama. Very strictly follows. So those who are followers of Lord Ram, they also are like that. So Ram has one wife, she is Sita Devi. He never accepts more than one wife. This is Marjada. ek patni vrata accepting one wife. He banished Sita Devi. When people of Ayodhya spoke something against Sita Devi because she stayed so many years in Ravana's quarters, you understand? Therefore, people of Ayodhya said something nasty about Sita Devi and also about Lord Ram. How could Lord Ram accept such a wife who stayed so many years in quarters of Ravana? We should not have done like that. The Lord Ram is so lusty that he accepted such a wife. You understand? So the spies, the CIDs, you understand, Guptacharas, they said all these things. The people are talking about this, talking like that. Lord Ram in disguise also went there and also heard. Sita Devi also heard, sending her companions, girl companions. So they were very distressed. So Lord Ram was thinking of what to do. Lord Ram knew it very well that Sita Devi was a chaste lady. She's topmost chastity, she observes. You understand? Her chastity is not spoiled. These people don't know their face. What shall I do? She's just thinking. At last, because he is king, he should set up an example before his subjects. You understand? As Gita says, cajyatātakti-sriṣṭhata-pratavitarajana sadat-pramānaṁ kurute lokastadanuvartate. That Gita says, one who is a sriṣṭhajana, a leader, and who leads society, great man, this should be very ideal. By his own example he should teach. Example is better than precept. The general saying is there. So king is a leader. You understand? So if king will do something unideal, immoral thing, so his subjects will also do. He cannot control them. So he has to strictly follow all the principles of morality, principles and rules and regulations of the Vedas to teach people thereby. So Ram thought up to banish Lord Sita. I am Sita Devi. Otherwise it will not be good. This will never set up a very good example before the citizens of Ayodhya. You understand? So he banished Sita Devi. This is in Ramayana. Then he performed Aswamedha Yagya, her sacrifice. You understand? Sita Devi was pregnant. She lived in the hermitage of Valmiki, and she gave birth to two sons, Lava and Kusha. They were also very good archers, fighters, warriors. Lava and Kusha.
Kusha.
Twin sons. Sita Devi gave birth to twin sons, Lava and Kusha. You understand? They captured that horse. All the soldiers, they were defeated. Even Hanuman was bound up. Even Bharat, Shatruna, brother, they were defeated. At last, Lord Ram went. Then Sita Devi could understand it. Sita Devi said, he is your father. Go and pay obeisances. after that time, when Lord, that Lava and Kusa were also reading Ramayana from Valmiki Devi, who was compiling at that time Ramayana. So they were hearing, this Ram has done such thing. He has banished his just wife without thought. They are thinking, when they could know that this Ram is their father. Oh, this is Ram, our father? Siddhartha says, yes.
Sache Anjaki.
Yes. Then Siddhartha says, yes, he is your father. You understand? So, this is the then Sita Devi went inside the earth, prayed Lord, Mother Earth, because she had come out from earth. You understand? Sita Devi. So, Mother Earth, earth, her mother, prayed Mother Earth, oh Mother, please give me a place now in your lap. I don't want to stay longer here. Let me take rest in your lap. So Mother Earth, there was a, fracture like that, a gap.
Crevice. Crevice.
Yes.
In the earth.
A gap.
Yeah.
And Sita Devi went inside. You understand? Prabhupada has written, we have descriptions about Lord Ram in 9th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. You can find it there. In some other places also, in Srimad Bhagavatam, about Lord Ram is not written. Prabhupada comments. Yes, he comments on this topic. When Lord Ram, Lakhon and Sita Devi went to forest, Lord Ram was very, very ideal in all respect. The ideal son, the ideal king, an ideal brother, an ideal husband, an ideal king, you understand? In all respect, he was ideal, you understand? So, Garba teaches this idealism. And many great people, they also speak about this Lord Ram's ideology, and they also say to learn this ideology from Lord Ram. You understand? So, when Dasaratha, his father, said that Lord Ram will go to forest for 14 years and Bharat will be king, in order to comply the request of Kaikeyi. Previously, Lord Ram, I am King Dasaratha, had promised to give two boons to Kaikeyi, because Kaikeyi had served her nicely in some war. You understand? So Kaikeyi said, all right, I will ask for it when needed. So when the time came that Lord Ram will be king, and Dasaratha decided it, next day you will be king, proclamation was there. So there was a maid servant named Manthara. Kaikeyi had such a maid servant. That Manthara told Kaikeyi, you are such a foolish, that why didn't you ask for those two boons now to Dasaratha? First boon, you ask, your son Bharat will be king. Second boon, you ask, that Lord Ram will be banished. You go to forest for 14 years. So Kaikeyi asked for those two boons. So King Dasaratha was undone to do. Yes, he had promised already. So with much grief in his heart, he just gave consent, and to that he died, because he was loving Lord Ram very much. So Lord Ram, instead of becoming king, went to the forest. Sita Devi followed her. And Lakshman also said, I will go, accompany. So they went. When Bharat, at that time Bharat was not present in Ayodhya. He was in his maternal uncle's house. So when Dasharatha was spared, so he was called for Bharat to do this, we say, Antyeshti Kriya.
Funeral
rites. When Bharat came, he knew that this had happened. So he got angry on his mother, Kaikeyi. He said, no, I won't be king. I cannot be king. Lord Ram is king. Bharat was also an ideal brother. He was paying utmost respect to Lord Ram. Now Ram was king. He has right to sit on the throne, not I. I won't sit. So he went to the forest to make Lord Ram return. You understand? He requested Lord Ram, please return. My mother has committed a blunder. So, you please come back. I won't be king. You are king. I am your servant. I am your servant. I can't be. I won't sit on the throne. Please come back. But Lord Ram said, oh Bharat, you don't know. My father or our father, Lord Dasharatha was also father of Bharat. Our father is a Gurujan, we say. Gurujan, you know? Guru. Superior person, like a spiritual master. Guru, Gurujan, we say. Scripture says, one should obey the order of Guru or Gurujan without hesitation. You understand? He should not add any consideration, any deliberation to it. Without deliberation. Don't add any deliberation to it. Just follow, just obey it. The order of the Gurujan is superior. You understand? That will be beneficial for you and to me also. So when our father, Dasharatha Maharaj, has said this thing, he is our Gurujan, so I will go to forest and you will be king, that should be obeyed. I won't go back. He said, like that. We also cite this example. When spiritual master or guru orders something to the disciple must obey it as it is. Don't add, don't think of about it, don't add any deliberation to it. You understand? We cite this example, Ram's example. And also we cite the example of Parshuram. You understand? Parshuram's father, Jamadagni, ordered Parshuram to cut off the head of his mother, Renuka. You understand? So without hesitation, he cut off. He didn't deliberate on it. How shall I cut off the head of my mother? It's a great sin. He didn't think of it. Now, it should be carried out. This Gurujana's order. Without hesitation, without adding any deliberation to it, that should be obeyed. That is instead. Guru Adesh Nirbhichara Rigrahaniya, that we say. You understand? So Ram, Lord Ram also said like that. He didn't return. Then he requested Bharat, all right, Please give me your wooden shoes. I'll put it on the throne and declare Lord Ram is king. I won't sit on that throne. As a servant of yours, on your behalf, I'll just carry on the administration. And he also led the life of a forest dweller as Lord Ram. He stayed in Nandigram, he ate fruit and roots as Ram was doing, leading very simple life and carrying on administration. You understand? Very austere life also he led. So Bharat was also an ideal brother. You understand? Very good character. And Bharat said, all right, but I am counting the days. You must come just after the end of 14 years. If one day is announced, you'll never find me, I'll commit suicide. I'll kill myself. So in the forest, in Panchavati, Panchavati. In Panchavati forest, they had erected a cottage. So Lord Ram, Sita Devi, and Lakshman were staying there. Once a golden deer came there. That was a demon named Maricha. Ravan had sent. You go, the demons knew this art of mysticism. You understand? They can assume any form. You understand? Then Maricha demon assumed the form of a golden deer. You understand? He just moved around there before the cottage of Lord Ram. Sita Devi was very much enchanted. Then she requested her husband, my dear Lord husband, I want this golden deer. Please get me it. Lord Ram asked, what will you do with it? Now we'll take it to Ayodhya. I'll present this deer to Bharat. He'll be very hurt. You understand? So Lord Ram said, all right, now I'm going with bow and arrow to catch that deer. He told Lakshmana to keep watch over Sita Devi. He should not leave the place. Do you understand? So Lord Ram went. So that was a Maya Murga means is not actual deer. This was an illusion. Do you understand? The demon Maricha had assumed the form of a golden deer. And Ravan had instructed him that you do like that, and Ram will come and shoot arrows. So you will just cry out, Trahi Lakhon, Trahi Lakhon, Trahi Lakhon. Just call out, cry out like that. That means you save me, Lakhon, you save me, you save me. So that he did. Sita Devi could hear it. So she thought of that my husband Ram is in danger. You understand? So he told Lakhman, go and help Ram, my husband. He's calling, Trahi Lakhman, Trahi Lakhman, Trahi Lakhman. Lakhman said, mother, you don't know Lord Ram. I never think it is true. No danger will come to Lord Ram. I won't go. My elder brother Ram, he has ordered me to stay here to keep watch over you. I don't go. Then Sita Devi chastised him. So he was forced to go. Lakhan. You understand? As soon as Lakhan left, that demon Ravan came in the guise of a monk, sannyasi. You understand? That demon Ravan came in the guise of a monk. He was, you see, Ravan was a pandit, Vedic scholar also, because he was the son of Vishrava Rishi. He was a Brahman also. He studied Vedas, but his nature is demoniac, is demon. Nature is very bad. You understand? So he came in the guise of a monk, and Sita Devi was alone, and Lakshmana had drawn lines, three lines before goddess, and instructed Sita not to cross these lines. If you cross, you will come danger. You will come danger. Please don't cross these lines. Be inside the goddess. You understand? So Ravan came, ordered Vedas, and asked for Bhikkham Dehi, Bhikkham Dehi, Bhikkham Dehi, give me Bhikkham, alms. So Sita Devi is also observes that Marjada, Veda Marjada, the rules and regulations of Veda. That if some beggar or atithi, we say, host comes, host or guest, yes, guest comes, you understand? And as we are grihasthas, householders, our duty is to serve him. And especially monk has come, and he utters Veda. So this is our duty to serve him. But his demon, Ravan, has come in the guise of monk and uttering Vedas. You understand? It's all illusion and cheating business going on. Sita Devi brought some fruit because there's nothing with them. All right, please come here to our door. I'll give these fruits to you. Ravan said, no. Ravan then went. When he just touched that line, that fire came out. You understand? There was fire. Ravan, when just stepping one step, fire came out. What is this? So he didn't dare go across that line, Ravan. Because when Lakhman drew those lines, there was fire. Therefore, he has warned Sita Devi not to cross. If you cross, then you will endanger yourself. You will come danger. Ravan couldn't dare to cross that lines. So he sat down outside. He said, no, 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 I won't go there. You please come here. I won't go. Your duty is to serve a monk, sadhu. Like that, he said. Then Sita Devi crossed the line and came to Ravan. So Ravan kidnapped her. You understand? But this is the description given in Ramayana. But Sita Devi is the spiritual energy of Lord. You understand? The spiritual energy, not material. Ravan is a demon. He cannot touch Sita Devi. Impossible thing. You understand? It's quite impossible. Then question arises, how could Ravan kidnap Sita? If he cannot touch Sita? You understand? So, the scholars, those are the Vaishnavas, those who know the purport, real purport, they say, that Ravan took Maya Sita, not real Sita. You understand? Illusory Sita, not real Sita. Because there was fire in those lines. When Sita did cross those lines, the Agnidev, the demigod fire, took Sita and delivered Maya Sita to Ravan. You understand? Real Sita was taken by fire, God, Agnidev. Then he kept Sita Devi. So this is the purport. So when Ram came back, Lakshman came back, they found no Sita was there, so Ram cried. Oh Sita, oh Sita, oh Sita, where are you? Cried like an ordinary man, as if too much attached to his wife. You see? Prabhupada has commented, why did Lord Ram do like that? His Lord, he knew everything, that he was a demon, he's not a real deer. Why did he run after him? And why is he crying for Sita? He knew everything. Why he was doing like that? And thereby he was setting up example, teaching by his own example. You can say, if you accept a wife, you have to cry like that. You have to cry like that. This is, Prabhupada has commented like that. It is better to remain brahmachari, not to accept a wife. Prabhupada has written there. You understand? So, Lord Ram, as an ideal grihastha, cried. And ideal grihastha's duty is to satisfy the demands of his beloved wife. You understand? So, satisfy the demand of Sita Devi to catch that golden deer, he ran. He knew that was a demon. This is ideology, Murjata. You understand? And he cried. You must cry for your wife. So he cried. You understand? This is how he acted. Thereby he teaches. You understand? The general people, you have to do like that. You understand? Prabhupada has commented like that. Then ideal husband's duty is to then rescue his wife. You understand? So there was a fighting. At last Sita was rescued. That is there. This ideal husband's duty. Another thing is there. Purpose is there. That Lord Ram. Therefore he said as Marjada Purushottama. And his Ekapatri Vrata, that means he has taken this bow to accept only one wife, not more than one. He did it. That is idealism. And Sita Devi, as a chaste lady, Ekapatri Vrata, only accept one husband, not more than that. Sita Devi did that thing. And when Sita Devi was banished to Valmiki Rishi's hermitage, stayed there, she had never forgotten Ram for a moment, always thinking of Ram. You understand? Ram gave her this punishment still. She was loving Ram the most. You understand? That is ideology. An ideal wife. You understand? In any circumstances, the wife should not be dissatisfied with the behavior of her husband, dear husband. That has been also set up. You understand? This is all idealism. And the Vaishnavas say, there is typical words. Sita Devi won patitva, not ramatva. Vaishnavas, paribhasa. Patitva means just lady is loving her husband, loves her husband the best. You understand? That is known as patitva, patibrata not. But Ram, this purport Ramatva means his Lord. Ram, Ramon Kolivada account tomorrow. Gives pleasure to one and all. Radha Ramon, as we say. Krishna is known as Radha Ramon. Enjoys Radharani, gives pleasure to Radharani. Similarly, Ram or Ramon Sabda means giving pleasure. So Sita Devi wanted Ramatva. Patitva, not Ramatva. You understand? You understand? This is as a chaste lady, chaste wife. She is very much devoted to her husband.